Welcome back to Talk Smack, Eat Tech. I'm Kaylise, I'm 7 years old.
I'm Kai, 13.
Emily, 1004.
I'm Anthony, I'm 13.
Today we are poisoning ourselves with heart tech and talking about who ate this gross stuff.
It's absolutely disgusting if you think about what's inside of it.
Well, you don't get an opinion, Kai. So we haven't eaten it yet, but we do have a special guest with us. Leah is a Civil War expert.
Ugh, that sounds so boring. Where are we eating this again?
Leah, seduce us with your Civil War knowledge.
Seduce? That's kind of weird, but... Plus, don't knock it till you try it, Kai!
Shut up.
Thanks for having me. The Civil War lasted from 1861 to 1865. During that time, around 620,000 people died. Soldiers moved around the country from camp to camp, fighting battles. What was it like to be one of these soldiers? Keep listening to find out.
I almost fell asleep.
Shh.
Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by Audible. Audible is a book app where you can read and listen to books anywhere in the world. Audible has thousands of books to choose from, and you can now use our code OOF for one free book and 10% off your first purchase.
Only 4 years? That's disappointing. Alright, so now that Leah has attempted to seduce me, it didn't work, I am going to gross you all out with the food these poor toe rags ate. So heart deck comes first, because we've eaten it.
Okay. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Great.
So heart tech is basically flour and cornmeal and water, and you can like put honey and like sugar in it, but
it's kind of gross.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Shut up.
So you can add some tastiness, never fear.
What do you mean?
Bugs.
Sorry, what?
So yeah, so it was baked like 4 to 6 times, and it was essentially like this like giant like industrial pizza oven because they kind of like mass produced it. So it's basically like a rock, but the bugs still kind of like got in there.
Okay, that's gross. Thank you.
So they had to like dip or like dunk their tack in like coffee or brine, which is like salt water, and then all of like the weevil, which is like this special kind of bug that likes to go in flour. So the weevil larva would like be dislodged from the hard tech and kind of like float up to the surface. And then you would take like your little coffee spoon and you would scoop all of like the bug larvae out, and then you would like throw it over your shoulder, I suppose. And like
disgusting.
And then you would like pull the soggy hard tech out of your coffee cup and eat it.
I get that they had to survive and all, but like
yep. But they couldn't just like subsist off of like cold flour blocks, so they also had to eat like meat and vegetables and also just like straight up fat because they hated themselves.
They probably didn't hate themselves, but in the case, it is all they had to eat, and it was the most convenient. I mean, out there, you don't have ovens and refrigerators and freezers, so everything they needed had to accompany their needs in all these conditions. And plus, some insects act a great crunch. Some insects add a great crunch. I can tell from experience.
That's still
just
gross.
Kidding. I'm only 7.
Yeah, we know. Okay.
This next ad is sponsored by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is an app where you can get tickets to any event, such as football, hockey, basketball, or any other sport. SeatGeek sells you seats at the best price, and the quality is unlike any other. It tells you how good the seat is before you purchase. Use code Denison at checkout for $10 off your first purchase.
Anthony.
Okay, we're back. Here's our boring Civil War expert friend, Leah. Yay.
Soldiers. Their job was to fight, and everyone needs tools for their job. Soldiers use muskets primarily, but some also use swords.
Swords are fun.
Yeah, they are.
No murder.
Like a saber from 1864. Swords were used both as a backup weapon and for close combat. And Lily, swords were used to murder people, so if we're being historically accurate, yes, murder.
Gotta love combat.
Violence isn't the answer, guys.
It's the question.
The answer is yes. Okay, so life as a soldier kind of sucked.
Kind of? No. They had a horrible life being soldiers. The conditions were horrible, and they would march for days in the food, and they got injured, and there wasn't proper medicines and plastic surgery. Oh, no. Life was horrible as a soldier. Luckily, I'm 27, so I didn't have to do anything.
That information came from the GRPL databases.
You don't need to sound like an ad every time you say it, Leah.
Shut up.
It's scripty.
Well, that is also the fact that they had to get up at 5 a.m. every morning, which also kind of sucks.
This is starting to sound like school.
Yeah, pretty much. They even have roll call. Going back to the hard tack.
AKA the war, communion bread.
They had better food in the north because they had better production and manufacturing businesses.
And we've still got the best food.
But the south has oranges.
Oof, oranges. But to be completely Anthony. But to be completely honest, the North did have more things than the South, from traveling to manufactured goods, and we kind of had more people.
And cherries and apples.
Basically, the North had all the resources, and as long as they could cut the South off from supplies, they would eventually win the war. However, at the beginning of the war, supplies like weapons and uniforms weren't all that developed. Guns were short range only, barely shooting 100 yards.
I mean,
they'd stayed that way.
To be completely honest, they did have to fight over the border states because the border states didn't take anyone's side. So
that's true. Like, just pick a side already.
Yeah. So technically, it would have been even more people if the border sides have chose. But
had chosen a side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of that information came also from the GRPL databases.
You still sound like an ad.
Shut up, Kai.
It's part literally of the, a script. Kai.
Literally part of it that we have to do.
Thanks. Okay.
Keep going. Now we have mass shootings and death. Yay.
Yay.
Honestly, the U.S. just needed like a clothing and weapons warehouse because they always had like shortages.
As the war went on, guns got more advanced. Bullets could be fired on rounds and were developed so that it was easier to load the gun. The bullets were far more damaging than bullets today. They could rip apart muscle and bone, leaving only skin. Even if you didn't die directly from the bullet wound, you would likely die from blood loss or improper care of your wounds or improper amputation.
As interesting and bloody as that is, you talk way too much.
Yeah, that's too much information, man.
Shh,
did I ask for your opinion? No. I'm the only one who knows anything on this podcast, so shush.
Be on the script.
I really do not care.
But seriously, war wasn't easy. A lot of soldiers came back with PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, something we get from Leah and Kai.
Hey,
oh,
watch it. That's true. But a lot of doctors at the time didn't know what PTSD was, so they just told the soldiers they were cowards.
God, that would suck. Yeah, and the only treatment they had was opium and morphine, so it's basically like, ah, yes, you're cowards, we'll give you drugs now.
Oh, that was stupid.
Well, they didn't know any better. They didn't have the technology we have today. They couldn't see how trauma affected their brain, so they didn't know how to help people.
So basically, soldiers were traumatized, addicted to drugs, and lost some limbs.
On that note.
All right, time's up. Next time on Talk Smack Eat Tech, you know what? I'm out.
There won't be a next time because, you know, Kai's probably...
Yeah!
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 Bloopers!
Okay, we're back. Here's our boring Civil War expert friend, Leah.
Yay!
Soldiers. Their job was to fight, and everyone needs tools for their job. Soldiers used muskets primarily, but some also used swords.
Swords are fun.
Yes, they are.
No murder. Yeah.
Like a saber from 1864. Swords were used both as a backup weapon and for close combat. And Lily, swords were used to murder people, so if we're being historically accurate, yes, murder.
Gotta love combat.
Violence isn't the answer, guys.
It's the question.
Okay, the answer is yes. Okay, so life as a soldier kind of sucks.
Can you guys... Your chairs are making
your
so much noise.
Like, are you though?
Now we have to.
Okay, we're back. Here's our boring Civil War expert friend, Leah. Yay.
Soldiers. Their job was to fight, and everyone needs tools for their job.
Why is she